Anybody in the house today? Are you glad you're here today? Hallelujah. Glory. Let's just stand for a moment and clap our hands and give the Lord a wave offering today. Let him know that you've come to worship him and to glorify him because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. Father, we worship you today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's present in this place that you have come to set up on us, Father. And with great expectation, Lord, you are birthing the promises through us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we are the sheep of your pasture, Father. And we enter into your courts today, Father, with our hands lifted to you as banners, Father God, to worship and to magnify and praise you. Lord, we thank you for our pastors today. We thank you for complete recovery and complete restoration of all things, Father. They are encouraged today, Father, as they listen to this service, Lord, that you have a word for them, Father. Even though they have been knocked down, it's not over. They will arise victorious. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for that today. I want to welcome you to the house of the Lord today. Everybody that's listening over the internet today, that God has a word for you today. Amen. That it's not over. Hallelujah. That it is not over. Sister Okra is in heaven this morning, dancing to Granny's Gonna Run. Amen. Awesome service at the funeral home yesterday. Just a time of celebration of her life and just a love on the family. And it was if a funeral service can be good, it was a wonderful, wonderful time as the family got together and we got to love on them and send Granny off with a we're going to see you again. Amen. So we know she's in heaven and pray for the family this week as they go through the next few days. Amen. As far as the announcements this morning, I think that's about the only thing that I have. I just want to read you a scripture, and then we're going to get into the praise and worship. And I encourage you today, church, to get into the praise and worship this morning and prepare your hearts to receive from the Lord. Because, you know, it's not an accident that you're here this morning. Amen. It's like Pastor Laverne has always said, this congregation won't be the same again because there will be somebody missing or somebody new here. But God has planned a purpose for you to be here at this time this morning. And I want you to know that he has a word for you today. It may not be the laying on of hands, a prophetic word, but I believe there will be a word through the songs that I believe that God has laid on Sister Sherry's heart or the message that's going to come forth or maybe someone saying something to you on the way in or on the way out that God has something for you today. He has a word for you today. Amen. And just believe that and begin to enter into his presence today. I just want to read a couple of things before we get started. If you look at your bulletin on the back, I want to read a word that God gave me for you today. And it says, this is not the time to sit down, sit back, or be quiet. This is a time of warfare praise, says the Lord of hosts. I command you even to rise up and begin to decree and to declare my word. This is the time to unite as one and sing the same song and let it be known in the atmosphere that I'm still God. For I'm God even in the midst of darkness, for out of the darkness shall shine forth a great light, and it will be the glory of the Lord upon you, and that glory, yes, shall be seen in the land. There are no unbroken promises in my kingdom. Let it be yes and amen for my glory. Stand up, my church, and you shall be a stronghold for those that are weary in the travel shall find safety in the word that I give to you to give to them. Be not afraid, but be bold in your declarations and of my promises. Do not let your hands hang down. Lift them up as banners and wave them unto me before me. As you do, the anointing shall break yokes, and you shall be a witness to my breakthrough. For I am the God of breakthroughs, you see. Be not discouraged or dismayed at what you see around you or even encounter. For these things are only temporal. But my word for now is for now and for eternity. Amen. And you know, when God gave me that word, that's what I seen. I seen the congregation all across the land today. and all the churches lifting their hands. There's something about lifting your hands. There's liberty and there's freedom. When you begin to lift your hands and you begin to praise the Lord, it's like a banner before God. Hallelujah. It's like a banner. When you begin to wave your hands, church, there is an anointing. You need to be lifting your hands right now, church. Some of you need a breakthrough. There's people in your family that need a breakthrough, and you could be the key to that breakthrough. Amen. And I begin to see not only this church, but church all across this nation and all across their lands coming together, united as one, and begin to wave their hands. And when you begin to wave your hands, there's something that begins to happen in the atmosphere. Darkness has to dispel. Hallelujah. And there's things that are happening right now. Begin to wave your hands as a banner before God and just say, hey, God, I want you to know that I haven't forgot you. I want you to know that I haven't forgot the promises of your word. I want you to know that I remember the prophetic words that you gave me. I remember the prophetic words you gave our pastors for this place. And I'll not fail to give you praise. And by the lifting up my hands, I believe there's things happening in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. There's things that are being pulled down. There are strongholds being pulled down. Begin to wave your hands, church. Begin to wave your hands. Oh, shalatore bababasaya. Matilo tore bababosoteya. And you begin to do that. There's power in unity. There's power in unity. There's power in unity. Amen. As we begin to sing the same song. And when you begin to come together as one, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Amen. And you begin to come together as a church, as a people of God. Amen. Something begins to happen. When you begin to get into one accord and you say, oh, there's nothing about raising your hands. There's nothing about that. God just said for us not to sit back, not to sit down, and not to be quiet. Amen. There's a time when there is a quiet praise, when there's just a reverence before God. But then there's a time when the enemy has launched an attack against the body of Christ, against you, against their pastors, against the churches. And that's the time that it becomes warfare praise. That's the time that you begin to draw the line in the sand and you begin to say, this is it. Shatore babosaya. Malitore mamahaya. And you begin to say, this is the bloodline. How dare you cross the blood of Jesus? You cannot enter into which God has spoken, because if he said it, it shall be. And no matter what I see around me, and even the waters may be troubled, and yes, we do get hit by the fiery darts of the enemy sometimes, and we may be knocked down, but I want you to know that we're knocked out, not knocked out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We thank we come to worship the Lord. When God says, my church is open, my house, this building that's been made by hands, the doors are open this morning for my people to come into my presence. And he says, I invite you to come into my presence. So many times we'll say, God, we come into your presence. And you know what God is saying? He said, I'm inviting you to come into my presence. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy forevermore. For it's in his presence. In his presence, you'll find healing and you'll find deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll get the praise and worship in a minute, church, okay? Hallelujah. God, oh my Lord. Oh, church, God is doing something right now in the atmosphere. There are strongholds being pulled down right now. And I encourage you to praise him. Praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is such a strong anointing here right now. If you have a need, if you have something you want to stand in prayer for, Bob and Rita, I want you to come and stand in for pastors right now while the anointing is here. And then we'll begin to praise the Lord. And in the praise and worship, we're thanking Him for what He's doing, what He's going to do right now. Bob and Rita, come in and stand for pastors. Anyone else, I want you to come right now while the anointing is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. While the anointing of God is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come into agreement right now for our pastor, Lord. We thank you that right now there's no distance, Lord, in your spirit. I thank you that you're visiting him and Pastor Laverne in the hospital, Father God, right now. That your Holy Spirit is covering them, God. And you're bringing restoration and you're bringing healing, God. Hallelujah. It's going to be even better than what it was before. We decree and we declare your word over them. Your prophetic word of declaration, we declare right out of the atmosphere, Father God, that it will be as you have said, Lord. We decree and we come into agreement right now for them, for their complete healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and for rest, Lord. For rest, Lord. This is the time for them to rest. To rest and to regroup. Oh, so do reba mama mama shondo da de ale de la so do reba mama mama haya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word concerning Cheryl, Lord. Thank you for your healing power, Lord. Thank you for your deliverance, Father God, in every situation and every circumstance, God, that the glory of the Lord should be seen. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for Pat, Lord, for your word, Father God, that covers her, for your anointing that destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for your anointing, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for peace in every situation and every circumstance. Thank you for your healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you're the God of recovery, that you're the God of restoration, that you're the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing, God, to break every yoke in the name of Jesus. You know this mother's heart cry, Lord. You know her heart cry, Father. And I thank you for coming down and ministering to her, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for my sister. Thank you, Father God, for your word that concerns her and her household, Lord. That you're not finished yet, Lord. That you're beginning, Father, something new and afresh, God. And I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the heart of an intercessor that's in this vessel and for stirring that back up today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord. Now, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, God, that destroys every yoke. Every yoke. Every yoke. Thank you for your healing power, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're the God of recovery. You're the God of restoration. And there's nothing impossible with you. Oh, the God of miracles. Hallelujah. The God that's more than enough. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, let it be so, Father. Let it be, Lord, according to your word concerning her. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, even as Lottie stands in for our sister, God. Lord, I thank you that you're reaching out, Lord, and you're touching her. And I thank you, Father God, for divine connections taking place in her life. And that you're ministering to her by the power of your word, Father. And every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And I thank you, even as Lottie begins to praise and worship you with arms lifted up, you're causing things to happen for her, Father God. And I thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it be, Father. Thank you for your word that you've given Lottie concerning her, Lord. That she stands steadfast and strong on that word, Lord. That you will do what you said you do because you're faithful. In the name of Jesus, let it be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, church, you begin to worship the Lord. Lift your hands and remember that there are banners. That they are banners being waved before God. And He's doing something awesome for you today. Amen.
Water you turned into wine. You opened the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Our God. Thank you, Jesus. Church, it's all about Him this morning. It's all about Him. And we love Him so much. And our hearts are grateful for all of the blessings He bestows on us, the things that He gives us, the protection He provides, all of our needs, the air we breathe, you know, the family that we have that loves us and supports us, and we have the opportunity to show back that same love and that same support. It all comes from Him. It's all about Him. No matter what we look at, or who we look at, or what situation we look at, if we look deep enough, it's all about Him. His name, because He alone is worthy. Only He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
praises go forth, the heavens will pour out on us, and His glory will fill this place even now. Even now, as Your praises go forth,
so much for us. You take care of us. We couldn't make it without You, Lord. We're just so thankful and so grateful this morning. We run to You as our strong tower. Thank You for coming.
My shelter, tower of refuge. And
I don't know how this looks, so don't look at my clothes. We're not on TV yet. Y'all family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.